Welcome to the third part of my Sound System Tuning Basics series. In this one, I will show you how to do a proper crossover between speakers. First, you need to position your mic in the middle of the dance floor at head height. Then, mute your tops first to measure the bass. In the measurement tab, choose the Use Loopback as Timing Reference option to get accurate phase data. Then check if your inputs and outputs are correct and make a single measurement. You can see on the left if your signal-to-noise ratio is good. Next, mute the bass to measure the top. Only measure with one top at a time to avoid comb filtering. Now you can go to Actions and then Alignment tool. Here you can choose the bass and top and change the delay and gains. As you can see, the data we captured is a bit messy from all the reflections. To make it a bit clearer, you can activate frequency-dependent windowing in the IR Windows tab. I like to use 24 cycles. Now that the data is a bit clearer, you can begin to change the delay to see the predicted summation. As this is a sub to top alignment, I boosted the gain on the sub by 10 to 15 dB. If you can't get a proper alignment, make sure that your crossover slopes are symmetrical to each other. After I find my optimal delay, I always double check to see if it's working as intended. Thanks for watching and stay tuned for the next episode.